Hey, it's Zach. This is the Best Advice Show, where every episode I share some helpful, hopefully soulful, often silly, sometimes deep advice from a different guest. Today I'm excited to welcome two guests, Jay Johnson and Joe Richman. They are partners in life, sometimes partners in work. They're both journalists, they're parents to two nearly grown children, and for the last 10 years or so, they've been treating their relationship as a vocation. Not a vacation, a vocation.
Well, it started with a big rupture in our relationship, and we had a choice to go our separate ways or double down. And we chose the latter. And so we've done just tons of experiments and workshops and looked for teachers and guides. And so this is like our relationship has been like almost like a vocation for us.
I would say we maybe always have been, but we're definitely now relationship geeks. I mean, I think we just like kind of exploring what makes a relationship too, in a kind of like social science kind of way as totally. Well.
I did an episode with the musician Michael Franti, and he said, and he has this thing with his partner where when they're in conflict, they say,
"Do you want to be right or do you want to be close?
Do you want to be right or do you want to be close?" Which is a great one that my wife and I have since adopted. What are some of those, or what's one for you two that you find actually works in times of you know, unrest or conflict or struggle?
I love the line, "I have a story," which if you put that phrase before anything that you want to bring to your partner in some kind of accusatory way, or like you're wrong, it's like, "I have a story that you're really ignoring me and you've completely blown through blah, 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 blah." And so just the "I have a story" separates me from the ego from whatever's happening. It's just like it's a distancing phrase that allows me to be open to whatever, and exactly as we were saying, like, not right. I'm looking for a way to connect.
And the other part of the "I have a story" is the coming to any conflict with this idea that we're trying to learn something about ourselves in the conflict. If you're coming to me with "I have a story," it helps me remember that I don't need to put up all my defenses, but that you're kind of investigating why you have that story as well, which is just really helpful on both ends. Mm. When I get stuck in resentment, or like, why is this person thwarting every goal that I have in my life, or, you know, whatever it is that I get stuck in, it is just that thing of remembering that she's not a character in the movie of my life, and that, you know, all the people around me are not just like playing some role in my life, but they're real people going through their own thing. And just to separate just for a moment the sort of story narrative ego part of it and just feel this other person does a lot of that automatically. It just, you know, reminds me that, like, wow, this person just happens to be here with me in this moment and in this life, and that kind of shifts everything for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I find getting out of my head, my ego, my story, and some way, it doesn't have to be sex, but just some physical connection that reminds me that I'm so much more than the stories that are floating around in my head, and that the physicality reminds me that we're two creatures together.
For people who haven't been intentional for a while in their own relationship, what's something that you would leave them with, whether it's, you know, a theory or a practice, just something that they can take to their partner and think about together?
Oh, I remember some words that were really helpful to me when we were really in the deeps and struggling. And it was really simple. It's like, you know, you guys are right there. It doesn't take much. You're closer than you think to really deep connection. And we were definitely in a moment of conflict. And it's like, Oh, because I think it's scary. Like, oh, I don't want to open that door. It's like the closet of everything unspoken and hidden and can be very daunting. And the truth is, it doesn't take much.
And what do you think it takes?
Just a toe in, just opening the door a crack. Starting to say the things that have been unsaid. And the more you do that, the more comfortable you become with saying things that have a potential to end a relationship. But when they're spoken, it's like opening a window. It's like, oh, yeah, there's some fresh air. That's the truth. Oh, yeah, there you go. Like, that's true. And it's, you know, then there's a lot of space when you say the unsaid.
And two specific things I'd throw in, like, we talk about a lot of practices that deal with conflict that will inevitably happen in a relationship. And they all are some version of mirroring what the other person is saying. So that's like an important baseline. It's like, how can one person have the space to just talk and the other person just mirrors and affirms and just doesn't like jump in and defend? So like every communication practice that seems to work is some, you know, some version of that. And then on the other side, the, like, you know, how do you get more joy and fun and kind of like reward in your relationship? It's just like finding some way to play. I think that's the thing that is easy to forget in a relationship, especially, you know, when we had young kids. It's like, how do you not take things too seriously and just figure out a way to kind of be a little more playful, whatever that means for you?
Jay Johnson and Joe Richman, a relationship worth aspiring to, I'd say. Before I go, I want to leave you with some relationship advice from my family, from my wife. Shira first dispensed this invaluable piece of advice in episode 6 of this show, and I think it's just as relevant as ever.
I think my bit of advice, and I think it's controversial, is I recommend that every partner should be able to fart in front of the other partner. And if you can't do that, then there should just maybe be some reassessment or trying to get over it.
What does it say when you can fart in front of your partner?
I can be me. I don't have to always be cutesy, or I'm a human too, and I'm gross too, and I poop and I fart just like everyone else. And I'm going to do it in front of you, and we also can have sex too. Don't put that in there because my parents will be listening.
Hilarious. I have to. So good. From the bathroom to the bedroom to anywhere in between, I want to hear your relationship advice. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST.